Hello, my beautiful people. I wanted to do a short episode today. I just want to bring up this specific type of person that I've analyzed for quite a while now. And I'm curious to know if you know this type of person, if you've met someone like this, if maybe you have someone who's close to you who's like this. And I find these people very, very interesting. Not in the best way, but like interesting as in I wish I could do in-depth research on their brain and how it processes things, because it's absolutely insane to me. Let me give you an overview of what these people are like. This person is addicted to chaos and stress. This person has most likely grew up in chaos and stress and yelling in unpredictable environments. And so therefore, throughout all these years, they've been conditioned in a way to be so used to chaos that no chaos feels dangerous. No chaos feels unfamiliar and uncomfortable. No chaos means there's no meaning, there's no purpose. And these people have gone through so much pain, suffering, stress, chaos in their life, trauma, that they feel the need to create stress in their life. It's a cycle of self-sabotage. They feel the need to create stress in their life just so they can feel alive. And literally, I mean this, that is how they feel alive. They have an identity with pain, that without pain, they feel like there are no one. Without pain, they feel like they don't exist. Without pain, they feel like they have no purpose. And these people are usually people who complain a lot. I don't think necessarily. Yeah, probably. Because they're addicted to also the pity that they get from people, you know, that attention. So these people, you will hear them complain a lot, a lot, a lot. They're always complaining. I feel like this part is separate from the whole, this person is addicted to their pain. I feel like this is another case. But the fact that they complain so much, but yet do nothing to change. And when I say complain, you have probably known this person for maybe more than a decade, you know. And you hear them complain every single time. They are never grateful. They're never grateful. Even if things are like major things are going good in their life, they will always find something bad to focus on. Always find something bad to focus on and make themselves a victim. And that's where I'm getting at. These people are a victim of their life, but yet they will do nothing to change. They could have all the support in the world. Literally all the support in the world. Like, let's say they're not feeling well. You could be like, I'll pay sessions for the psychologist to you. And they'll find excuses around why they can't go. You'll sit with them hours on the phone, giving them different perspectives, validating their feelings, giving them solutions, even the smallest things to do. You know, because when someone is in a victim mentality, you can't come and tell them huge things to change. You know, it's overwhelming. They won't do it. But you could tell them the smallest, tiniest changes that they could start making that would help make their life better, and they will still choose not to do it. They could be people who... I'm laughing because it's clearly very personal to me. They could be people that, let's say they're not very into self-development. Let's say this type of person is like old generation, you know. Old generation, different culture. Anyways, self-development isn't really their thing. So you'll try a different strategy. You'll go into the religion vibes. Because they're more into religion, you know. When you hear them speak, they'll speak more about religion. So you'll say, let me use this strategy. Let me go more into deen. Hey, maybe if you sit down and pray, if you get into the discipline of praying, that would be great. That would help you so much in your life. Okay, praying is too hard. All right, fine. Maybe you can just sit down once in a while and put your hands up and pray to God and pray for help and pray that He gives you sabr. No, they won't do that. Nope, they won't do that. Like, I can't even describe, like, this person, it's not that they lack discipline. I mean, sure, of course they do. But it's like they don't want help. This is what I'm trying to get at. It's not that they can't do it. It's not that they don't have the ability. But they don't want to do it. Because if they solve their problems, what life will they be living? They don't know any life without problems. They don't know a life with peace. They don't know a life where there is no chaos or less chaos. They don't know a life without stress. So when you come and tell them all these solutions they could potentially do, when you try to give them small little changes they could make, when you try to talk to them out of it, they don't want to change. They will do nothing. You could speak to them about it for decades and decades and decades. They will do nothing to help themselves. Because if they help themselves, even just a little bit, some pain will go away. And if some pain will go away, they slowly start to lose their identity. And it's insane. It's absolutely insane. Like, seriously. It's absolutely insane. Because you could try to make this person aware of this. And I don't know why, but somehow, even if you make them aware, they don't want to move on. I guess it's too scary for them. You know, a life with less stress is too scary for them. A life with less pain is too scary for them. And isn't that insane to think about? Isn't that insane to think about? That some, like, feeling better is scary. And I want to bring this into everyday people, like, not just people who have an identity with pain, but that's something we all go through. You know, like, we know what to do to make our life better. We know what to do if we want to make our dreams a reality or if we want to reach our goals. But us becoming experts, us doing well, if we succeed, that scares us. Like, our potential scares us. Because we may have never seen that part of us. And thinking that we could potentially reach that, that might be a little scary. Some people would rather lie to themselves and stay exactly where they are than discover their potential. Because their potential is scary to them. It is unfamiliar. And also because they will have to, they will have to keep up with it, you know? They will have to keep up with the hard work and the efforts that it takes to reach your goals and to feel better and to work on your mindset. I understand it can be scary, but the people who have an identity with pain is just on a whole other level. Because you will see it. They will not do not even a 0.0001% of effort to help themselves. And yet they will complain all the time. And you will probably notice, you will probably notice in these people that when things are going well, they will find ways to bring stress into their life subconsciously. And that is what's insane about it, is that this is done subconsciously. Like, I don't believe these people are actually actively analyzing and planning how they will bring stress to their life. Like, they don't consciously make the decision, okay, let me think about this so I can stress myself, because things are going a little too good. No, we do it subconsciously. People on an everyday basis, we do it subconsciously. The people who have an identity with pain is just on a whole other level. They will do it on extreme levels. Like, they will think about the most hurtful things they've been through in their life because their life is pretty stagnant and going good right now. So they'll think about the deepest, most hurtful things they've been going through in their life to bring more pain and suffering to themselves so they can validate their existence. So they can feel pain and validate their existence. Tell me that's not insane. Tell me that's not crazy. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. This is not funny, really. Like, people are going through this. It pains me because I am someone who knows someone like this, you know. And I've taken into my responsibility to help them change for many, many, many years. And it's only now that I've accepted that I cannot help them change. And it's only now that I've been able to talk about it publicly because I have accepted it. I cannot speak publicly about things I haven't accepted. There are things accepted or things that I'm just not ready to talk about, you know, because they haven't really ruminated on myself much. Anyways, where I was getting into. Yeah, I think it's crazy because Yeah, you can't change them. I've taken into my responsibility to help change this person or these people many, many, many times, and I've only hurt myself in the process. You cannot help someone who doesn't want help. And someone who has a pain, who has an identity with pain and is not aware of it, you cannot help them. You cannot save them. And it's really hurtful to hear. It's really hurtful to hear. And to be honest with you, it can be very, very annoying and frustrating to deal with this person. Because you act like when you are aware of this, you actively see it right in front of you happening. You see that they look for stress. You see that they look for pain. I'll give you an example. This person has come up to me. Tell me a problem that they have. That they have stressed themselves for no reason. Like they have literally brought up, like imagined, not even imagined. They have created problems that are not even there. I'm saying, yes, this problem that they have is real, but they're stressing themselves when there is a solution to it. You know, like this process can be smooth. They'll come and complain to me. I'd be like, listen, here's X, here's Y, here's this, here's that. You have nothing to worry about. Why are you trying to stress yourself? Why are you trying to stress yourself? And this person is like projecting themselves so insanely in the future, in the most, like in the worst case scenario possible. There is other worst case, like there is other cases that won't go as well as you would want them to. But this person doesn't even go to the potential bad scenarios. They go to the worst case scenario and they keep thinking about that scenario over and over and over again. And they make themselves sick. So anyways, I talk to this person, I tell them my opinion about it. We realize, oh, you know, it's not that bad. Actually, there's a solution to this. Don't worry, don't even worry about it. Like, step by step, this will be a smooth process. And they calm down, right? So I was able to calm them down a little bit. But guess what they do? Guess what they do? We go and meet with another person. And although we have found a solution to the thing that has been stressing them, they go and repeat exactly what they had repeated to me to that other person, making them, and I hear it, they make themselves feel like as if they're a victim, and they repeat, and I look at the person, I'm like, what the heck, we just talked about this, you're fine, we literally found a solution. But no, they loved the pain of it. They loved to feel like they were hopeless, like the worst case scenario was already there for sure. They lived off that energy. And be very, very careful of these people, because they can really suck out the energy out of you. If you're a positive person, if you're a person who's trying their best, trust me, they can really suck the heck out of the energy, the good energy out of you. Because unfortunately, it's like they feed off of it. And I know that a lot of you may hear this and may think, girl, are you kind of talking of a narcissist? Of like narcissistic personality disorder? I know that you may be thinking that, and you may be right. But that's not the point of this episode. This episode, I just wanted to talk about people who have an identity with pain, because people who have an identity with pain and have a victim mentality aren't necessarily narcissistic. But narcissistic people usually like having the attention all around them, and so they have different ways to make that happen. Maybe for someone who has an identity with pain, how they will always have the attention on them. Instead of it being through arrogance, they will have it through pity. Instead of having it through boasting themselves about their achievements, they'll have it through low self-esteem and making themselves a victim and having the pity of everyone and making everybody think that there are, how do I say, mahgorin? I don't know how to say it in English, but I hope you get it. Anyways, I think that's all I've got to say about this topic. It's a very it's very, like, it bothers me to talk about this, because as much as I have accepted that this person, these kinds of people don't change, it bothers me that this insane mindsets or mind thinking process exists. You know, I think it's quite insane, because like I said, like this person, you could literally, I swear to God, no, hold on, I need to give you an example. It's insane. Not a real life example, but a fictional example, just so you can understand how insane dealing with these kind of people can be. let's say they're literally holding onto a cliff, bro. They're literally holding onto a cliff. They're in pain, right? They're asking for help. You could finally come to their rescue. You could give them a rope to come up. And I'm not saying they won't take the rope, right? But they will prefer to struggle more. They will prefer to make that saving process much, much, much harder. And let's say when they're holding onto the... let's say if they're holding onto the cliff, like, it's not that if they let go, they will die. Like, it's not super deep, but they will probably break a leg. I'm saying these kinds of people would rather see that you're coming to help them. You give them the rope. But if they took the rope, the saving process would have been too easy, you know? Like, they hold onto a cliff for 5 seconds. Help came way too fast and helped them save them. Nah, too easy, too easy. I'd rather break my leg, suffer the pain of breaking my leg, stress about not getting any help, maybe for a few hours, then getting help so I can then talk about it for the next, I don't know how long, how much stress I went through. And I'll keep repeating that experience I had maybe 1,000 times in my head and out loud so I can feel the pain of what I went through. And that stress made me feel more alive. And so these people, if you have a relationship with them, whatever kind of relationship you have with them, and I'm sure you guys have heard of this in like romantic love relationships. You know, these people who have been through so much trauma and chaos in their childhood and in their life. And therefore, when they meet someone who's great and so and who's healthy and who communicates and who finds solutions to problems in a calm manner, they freak out and they want to leave that person because it's boring. Right? Yeah, I'm sure you all heard of that. Because it's boring. A simple life, being grateful, focusing on the good. No, that's boring. Finding solutions to my problems and helping myself. That's boring. Having no problems in life? No, boring. So these people, whether in relationship or family or friendship, when the relationship is going well, it's either they will detach from you, like they will kind of get cold with you. No, actually, they'll try to create problems with you intentionally, but subconsciously they won't realize they're doing it. You know, this is what I'm thinking. They don't really realize what they're doing is automatic in their programming. They'll try to look for ways to create a problem. It's insane. But if you have worked on yourself and you know not to react to these people and not give them that anger or annoyance or frustration that they feed off of so they can get stressed and they feed off that energy, they'll get pissed because they're not getting what they want from you. So they'll want to leave or get cold with you. Like they'll leave the relationship if they can because you're not giving them the stress, the hormone, the stress chemicals anymore that they can feed off of. So it's boring. It's just boring. You're not reacting to me anymore. You're not giving me the stress that I'm looking for. You're not giving me the chaos that I'm looking for. Or if this is more of like a family or a friendship that's so close that you can't really leave, or a family member that you're always going to see. Anyways, they'll just get cold with you. They'll get cold with you, but trust me, they'll keep trying to bring problems out of nowhere. Like there could be no problem, but they will look for ways. And they're so smart at how they bring problems on a table when there is none. It's insane. Anyways, I think I've said enough. I didn't have any structure to talk about this, to be honest. And I feel like I kind of went all over the place. But I really, really hope that you got the point. And I would love for you to tell me your point of view on this. Please, as I always tell you, go write on my last post on Instagram. Write your comments. I always read them. You can also write on my YouTube videos. I usually put my video podcast on YouTube, so you can also comment on that. I'd love to hear your points of view because I think this topic is so, so interesting. And I'd love to hear about other people who have had experiences with these people, or if you even recognized yourself in this. Maybe not everything I said, but if you recognize yourself just a little bit in this, please hold on to that thought. And be honest with yourself. Don't try to run away and deny what you just heard, feeling like it's relatable to you. Don't deny it. Don't try to avoid it and run away from it. If you heard it and you became aware of it, maybe this is your sign to start pulling yourself out of this pain identity cycle. You need to get out of it. It's not serving you. And that's what sucks. Like, you see these people live in pain. And you're like, how is this enjoyable to you, bro? Like, because it doesn't seem enjoyable. They're crying all the time. They're stressed all the time. And yet they feed off of it. It's insane. I know I said insane so many times, but it really is truly to me. It's mind blowing. Because you see them in pain. You see them crying. You see that they're not good. You see that they're very sad and depressed in their life. They're literally depressed, bro. But they don't want to help themselves. Nope. 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 Oh my gosh. I swear, the more I talk about it, the more it mind blows me. Anyways, guys, love you guys so, so much. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you in the next... I'll see you in the next episodes. I can't wait.